Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of CUTV News. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live here on our broadcast from the Broadcast Center. It is 5 p.m. Eastern at the time of the broadcast, and it is June 13th, 2016. The broadcast will also be recorded and archived on our websites. You can also hear it on iTunes and Stitcher and a wealth of other venues as well. And we do thank you for making us a part of your day. We always love all the phenomenal feedback we get from our audience who learn some incredible things from the guests that we seek out, find, and feature and celebrate here on CUTV News Radio. One of which we've been doing the last week or so is Dr. Victoria Montlock. Now, she is incredible at what she does. And I was just chatting with her in preparation for the show, but even prior to that, I was doing a wealth of research. And she is a real enthusiastic and passionate person, dedicated, skilled, educated. But she's also somebody who understands the human condition and emotion and human experiences. And we're going to talk about an amazing book series that she's putting together. But if you didn't join us on part one, let me do a little bit of a recap here for you, because it's real noting the level of expertise that our doctor really, really has. Her natural approach to women's health is really driven by personal experience and the successes of her patients. She says, women need to know there's a safe way to find relief from things like hormonal imbalances. Now, for anybody listening in the audience, especially, of course, the female audience, do, and men too. Hey, men get hot flashes and mood swings, headaches, fatigue. But do hot flashes, mood swings, headaches, fatigue, reduced libido, other symptoms of menopause keep you from perhaps living a full and happy life? Maybe you don't even recognize what's causing you from living the full and happy life, and maybe those things are what's coming to play, hormone imbalances, changes within the hormones. Well, our very special guest expert here on CUTV News Radio, Dr. Victoria Montlock, is a distinguished expert in bioidentical hormone replacement, and her mission is to help you live a healthier and more vibrant life. Her approach is revolutionary. She says, here's an example. A patient in her 70s who had been seeing a dozen different doctors was virtually homebound, began bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and everything changed, literally. When she told her that she was training for her first half marathon, Dr. Montlock was absolutely thrilled. She believes more women would be living life to the fullest if they understood the efficacy of natural hormone replacement. It's something that maybe you've heard about but never really explored. She's a licensed OBGYN and has taken care of women and families for over 26 years. And after facing her own health crisis, she left an 8-physician OBGYN practice, of which she was president, to pursue what she described as wellness medicine. She was determined to change that paradigm, not just for herself, but of course for her patients as well. The answers led Dr. Montlock to what and where she is today. Patients seek her counsel from across the country. They really do. She meets patients who feel their voice has not been heard. And it's very powerful when patients feel understood and resolve health issues which have held them back, sometimes for years. It's why she does what she does. Let's welcome her back to CUTV News Radio for part two of our series. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us on the program once again. We have a lot to cover. It's a real honor and pleasure to have you here. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. A pleasure to be back.
Now, we've been talking about last week and, of course, just now in the introduction, the amazing work that you've accomplished in your some 26 years of doing this work. What was the inspiration for you then wanting to grab pen and paper and really note all of this and create this wonderful book series that you're writing and putting together? Writing is a real... I've done a lot of writing myself, and it's a big, big process. So what was your impetus to really want to do this?
Well, when I realized that most people don't understand, A, what a wellness doc is and what they do,
yeah.
But more importantly, women are not told what to expect when they hit certain phases of their menstrual career. It's really a career. You know, we actually
yeah.
enter it, so to speak. We travel through it, and then at the end, we are rudely dismissed, you know, through menopause, but we still have 20 and 30 years of active living without our hormones, and we're simply told, deal with it. And
yeah.
it's this journey that a woman goes through, and there's not a lot out there that says, how do we gracefully do it? And there are some women who do gracefully do it, but there's many of the rest of us who don't have such a graceful trip through this womanhood or menstrual career. And guys, don't forget, you guys have an andropause that you go through. You don't think you do, but your hormone levels change too. So because no one talks about how hormones change and what those changes do, not just to your childbearing ability, but to how well you sleep, how well you think, how well your brain works, your memory, your emotions, your muscle aches and joint aches, your bladder function, mid-weight, you know, in your abdomen, feeling more aggressive or hair falling out in the shower. These are all things that we go, oh my goodness, what is happening to my body? And there aren't enough doctors out there versed in how to help you through these transitions. So putting it down on pen and paper is probably the best way to help women. People would come in and literally say to me, I'm not sure why I'm here, but my friend told me I had to come see you. You could help me. And everyone has their particular symptoms or issues that bother them, but it all boils down to we need to take a look at and balance our hormones.
You know, it's really great when you're able to pinpoint it too, because I'm sure when they come to you, they're probably maybe in a state of fear or panic. They're not sure what's happening. They're feeling different. They're seeing physical changes, like you say, hair falling out and maybe not feeling energetic and mood swings and eating changes. And so sometimes I'm sure when they come to you, they're in a state of fear, not knowing, you know, am I dying? Do I have cancer? What's happening to me, right?
Right. And knowledge is power. I say that to each one of my patients, you know, and they've already by now seen their primary doc who has done the basic blood work and said, oh, everything's fine. You're in normal limits. Well, there's something about a normal range, and then there's something that's called the optimal range. I don't want my patients just in normal range. I want them optimal, and I want them age appropriate. Those are three completely different things that you have to know how to put all of that together. And as I mentioned, hair loss is a symptom that can bother men and women quite a bit, but it doesn't always mean thyroid. It can also mean stress that's out of control and your adrenal is off. That actually may be driving abnormal periods in women or extreme fatigue and difficulty sleeping in men. So they all talk to each other, and it's called the harmony of life when we talk about how the family of hormones all works together, and they're like siblings. When one group is in trouble, the others come along and go, I'll help. And sometimes you go, no,
yeah.
I don't want that kind of help, you know. But
yeah.
you still have
yeah.
to respect that the body doesn't just go into menopause and drop female hormones. The thyroid gets affected. Your adrenal gets affected. Your pancreas and your insulin gets affected. And in men, when their testosterone starts dropping inappropriately, that drags in and calls their thyroid and their pancreas and their adrenal in as well. So to understand that you have to check all of those parameters, not just one, is really the key here. And that gets missed by many healthcare professionals. And it's the patient who suffers.
Right, right, exactly. And you've seen this in doing this for so many years as a practicing, board-certified practicing physician. Now, the first two books, as you're mentioning, are Hormones, The Harmony of Life, subtitled The Menopausal Woman. And the second, and we can delve into each, and maybe you can share examples or samples from each as well. The second one being Hormones, The Harmony of Life, subtitled The Adolescent Woman. And what I find fascinating in your description is that they are groups who are the forgotten woman as far as medicine and hormones are concerned. In terms of the forgotten woman, what makes them, do you feel, doctor, the forgotten woman, the menopausal woman, and then, of course, the adolescent?
Well, for every menopausal woman out there or postmenopausal woman out there, this may ring a bit of a truth to you, is that you hit menopause and your doc says to you, well, you're done with your periods. I don't need to see you now except every 3 years. And the first thought you have is, wait a minute, did I suddenly, you know, become chopped liver? What do you mean you only have to see me every 3 years? I'm the same person I was last year. You know, why all of a sudden? Well, because you don't have periods anymore and you don't have things we have to monitor. But think about the fact that there are certain diagnoses like breast cancer that are still peaking in women in their 50s. They may be menopausal, but they still have hormone swing going on. They still have potentially abnormal pap smears going on from those hormone swings, and yet they're told, we only need to see you every 3 years. The subliminal unspoken message there is, you're not as important to us. Now, that may or may not be true, but that's kind of the unintended message that gets put across. So that woman is therefore also told, well, we only need to see you when you have an issue, and we don't even need to do a pap smear anymore because that part of you no longer needs to get checked. Well, wait a minute. Just because we're not having babies anymore doesn't mean that that isn't a living organ inside of us, and our ovaries continue to make hormones, believe it or not. And it's the swings that happen at the end of a menstrual career that actually give a perimenopausal woman and a menopausal woman their highest risk of cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, stroke, and other pretty significant issues. When the Women's Health Initiative was done, which was a huge study, there was also a mirror study done by the Europeans. But the Europeans wanted to look at bioidentical hormone versus the Americans didn't. And the differences that came from that landmark study actually didn't do exactly what we wanted it to do. It showed that hormone caused an increased risk of breast cancer, stroke, and heart attack, when in fact the European studies did not show that. And what is not necessarily told to the American female is that one of the newest American studies out there, the ELITE trial, talks about the fact that if hormone, as bioidentical hormone, is started in women less than 10 years from menopause, they have a 32% reduction in coronary heart disease and a 39% reduction in overall mortality. What medication in medicine gives you 32% reduction in cardiovascular disease or a 39% reduction in mortality?
Those are incredible numbers, Doctor. No, that is absolutely
right.
Incredible.
And those are numbers that women aren't being made aware of. It isn't being told to them. So it's
why do you think that is, Doctor?
Secret. Well,
why do you
have
think
my
that
own
is?
Theory.
Yeah.
I have my own theory, but it would take the whole rest of the show to go into that.
We'll have to come back and do 5-6 more shows on that, right?
Oh,
but there is reasons. Yeah. But you're sort of on the cutting edge, or you're sort of breaking new ground and breaking through by letting it be known that it's been well kept a secret. And when sometimes things are kept in secret, or they're just not handled, or they're swept aside or not dealt with, lives can hang in the balance, right?
Right. Doesn't every woman who's menopausal and between 50 and 60 deserve to know that they can impact their mortality by 39%? Or if they have a cardiovascular risk with high blood pressure, or a positive family history of heart disease with elevated cholesterol, don't you think that that woman would want to know that bioidentical hormone can reduce her risk by 32%? That's huge.
Yeah. It sure is, absolutely.
Huge.
Now, your first book, Hormones, The Harmony of Life, subtitled The Menopausal Woman, fascinating tale of following the journey of a woman in her 70s. Tell us about that and what that was like.
Well, this is one of those women that, again, she's menopausal, and 20 years ago, her doctor pretty much said, well, you're through menopause. You know, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Well, what she started to find is she thought she felt well until she realized she was taking 2 naps a day. She had 13 doctors, and she really didn't feel as healthy as she wanted to feel, and nothing she tried to do made a difference. And then when she realized that she had 2 different rheumatologists, one giving her a diagnosis of fibromyalgia rheumatica, that's not necessarily important, that diagnosis, but her second rheumatologist said, no, that's not your issue. Get off that medication from the first doctor, because that's the wrong direction. That's not what you have. And in that confusion, the patient is stuck in the middle going, well, shoot, if both of you are rheumatologists and neither one of you can agree on what I have, who do I believe? So I was introduced to her through a friend, and when we started checking her hormone levels, what we found in rebalancing and putting hormone back into her system, even though she was more than 10 years post-menopause, what she found is she started getting off of her medications one by one. She started not needing her naps during the day. And after 2.5 years, she said to me, I'm training for a half marathon. And when she said, Doc, I have a bone to pick with you. How come I don't feel a wow factor from these hormones? And I didn't answer right away because this was a phone interview. She's remote from my office. And she said, Doc, are you still there? And I said, yes, I am. She said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, I'm going to remind you, when we first met, you needed 2 naps a day. And here you are telling me you're training for a half marathon. And she went, oh, wow. I said, there's your wow. So here's a patient who didn't realize that hormone might even be something that could help. And it helped her in so many organ systems that she dropped all but 3 of her 13 docs. And I'm one of her new 3.
Isn't that amazing? Because she was getting, I guess, sort of mixed signals, different answers from different doctors, and really seeking the single healthcare provider. And it can really be, when you're feeling physical symptoms that are changing, you know, your life in such a way that can be almost debilitating sometimes and affecting those around you, it can be head spinning, it can be emotional, it can be almost make you sort of freeze in place. And when you get all of this, these mixed signals and all of this information coming at you that is a blur, and you're just trying to figure out what's going on and how do we deal with it, it can really be overwhelming, especially when you're having like all these different physicians totally disagreeing and giving the patient completely opposite answers, right?
Right. So here's a woman that now feels that instead of 72, she's 52. And she's acting like a 52-year-old because that's the energy level and the vitality that she has, as she should. So my second forgotten female is the adolescent. Now, we all think of adolescence and puberty as something we have to let our daughters, or that we as adolescents had to weather through, so to speak, and we had to make it through PMS and we had to survive. But if you think about the fact that our teenagers these days, our adolescents, where are they getting their health information? They go to the pediatrician's office, and that office is set up for following children through their growth curves and making sure that they get their immunizations on time. So where does the pediatrician have adequate time to sit down with an adolescent woman going through issues with maybe abnormal periods or PMS? Where do they have the time to sit down and actually counsel that adolescent about what's going on?
And
does
true,
the mom
is
have
it,
time?
That's the thing, too. A lot of times, because this is so new for the adolescent, and these changes, these monthly mood changes can be scary because they don't know what's happening to my body, because they're experiencing these sensations for the very first time. And the book covers this journey of the adolescent woman who finds herself having the monthly mood changes, but she can't really explain it, and her parents are busy and say it's all part of growing up. And then where does she turn to? Reality TV, the internet, other friends, just pulling things off the internet. It can really be not necessarily where you're getting the best advice sometimes for an adolescent, right? When you're
right,
just everybody's too
right.
Busy
and imagine a mom looking at her adolescent daughter and saying, wow, where can I get this information? And not even realizing that having a 30 or 60 minute consult with a gynecologist, they're the physician that's the most equipped to answer those questions in the first place. And to be able to involve a mother-daughter as a team to help the daughter through this very challenging time of her menstrual career just bonds that mother-daughter together instead of the daughter seeking answers elsewhere and actually could potentially be driving a wedge between the mom and the daughter. So it's a win-win for all involved. And the paradigm shift I hope to put forth in my adolescent book is allow the adolescent to have a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old consult with a gynecologist along with her mom, and take the bull by the horns and ask those very questions about what's going on with me and how do I handle this and what do I do if and when and how. And then when they're ready, because a consult doesn't mean they have to have an exam. People think, oh, gynecologist, I need a pelvic. No, that's not it at all. But they're the experts when it comes to hormones and abnormal periods and how do we maneuver and get to that time in your life where your periods may become normal and regular in your 20s.
Mm. So now there's also a third book, too, Pitfalls of the Menstruating Woman Ages 20 to 40, a book all about hormone imbalances contributing to and causing conditions such as fibroids, endometriosis, ovarian cysts, severe PMS, depression, postpartum depression, and how hormone balancing can help, right? And then you've got a fourth book and a fifth book. This is amazing. You're really on a roll. You've got a lot of information to share with everybody, Doctor.
Well, I certainly hope so, which is why I'm putting that forth. And, that whole mother-daughter thing again, my fourth book is about the perimenopausal woman. And when you think about the fact that a woman's hormones follow what's almost like the bell curve. Everybody knows what a bell curve is. You start low, you build to your peak, and then you come back down on the other end. And think of fitting a bell curve to your menstrual, to a woman's menstrual career. You know, we in our 20s and 30s, we're at the top of our curve and we're hitting on all pistons. We are large and in charge and we know exactly how our cycles are going to behave for us. And then we hit this brick wall called our 40s, and all of a sudden, 1 month to the next, we're in charge or we're a hot mess of hormones the next month, and all of a sudden our brain can't remember what we just said we were going to do 5 minutes ago, and our boss is looking at us saying, what's wrong with you? And your husband's looking at you going, is there something I can help you with? And, you know, you cry 1 minute and you're mad the next. That's all hormone swing. And when we realize that as women in our 40s being perimenopausal, it's the same kind of stuff that our daughters go through in adolescence, we're their mirror image and they're our mirror image. So women in your 40s, take a look at your adolescent daughter and realize they may be going through some very similar disruptible kinds of emotional things that you guys can help each other through this, but understanding that this is hormonal is the first step. So get your hormone levels checked. It's so important because it can help in so many ways and in so many parts of your life. And guys, I don't want to forget you. We've mentioned you off and on, but men go through their levels of hormone in a different, not a bell curve way. They start high and over time start dropping down, but increased stress, and who doesn't have stress at home or with their job? Those levels of stress can inappropriately just plummet those male hormone levels, so that I see guys that are in their 40s that have hormone levels of testosterone like they're 70 or 75. And they wonder why they get home from work and sit on the couch and can't do anything.
And right, you get fatigue, insomnia, joint pain, accelerated hair loss, increasing mid-abdominal girth, and then you run out and get a red sports car.
Right, and they go to the gym and then they think, I can lift these weights, and then they hurt their back and go, oh, shoot.
And you then they realize that it's a different world. So the books themselves, we've got about maybe 2 minutes left. I knew the half hour to go quick. I've got a million more questions. So there's five different books that are in production as we're speaking. And where can people follow up to find out more about the books and where they can access them, make, you know, the purchases of them?
Well,
to your website?
The best is to go to our website, which is the Monlock or Victoria J. Monlock, MDSD.com, our website, or best really is to email us at themonlock@gmail.com or call our office 262-5249-116. Again, we see and take care of patients coast to coast, but we would love to be able to have our patients that are interested in getting the books that as they get actually produced, that we can get them out to people interested. And then as the series, the rest of the books get published, that we can continue on with books 3, 4, and 5.
Well, Dr. Victoria Monlock, we appreciate your joining us on the show and sharing all this incredible information with us. And we wish you continued success in all you do and hope we get a chance to chat with you once again as developments continue in the books as well. Best of luck and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.
You are very welcome, as did we. And thank you for joining us. I am Jim Masters, your host. For all of us here at the CU TV News team, we wish you a terrific day. Thanks for joining us.
You You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.